Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk on WWL. No Bobby Hebert or Christian Garrick today. They are taking the day off. You've got Steve Geller and you've got Mark Menard with you. And now we bring in Ross Tucker, Radio.com NFL Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today and check out Ross's daily betting podcast, BetQL Daily Live, every weekday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time on Radio.com. Ross, welcome back to the show. Happy to have you back. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm doing awesome. Going on a ski trip with my family this weekend, which we feel like is a nice, safe activity outside and, you know, with our faces covered. And it's funny, you guys will appreciate this. Skiing is like the only thing post NFL I can still do. I know you guys aren't big on skiing down there, but like I can't play. I always thought I'd play basketball with my back surgery and my knee. That's not happening. Even golf hurts my back. I don't know how Tony Romo or Tiger Woods coming off the back surgeries. I don't know how those guys play it. Golf hurts the crap out of my back. So somehow I'm able to ski, though. So it's like the one like outdoor activity I can still do. So I'm going to do it.
Ross, I grew up in New Jersey and I could never pick it up. I'm just terrible. And I was better off in the ski lodge.
You know what? They call that the après ski. And I am, I'm 3-time all state après ski.
Yes.
I'll just say that much right now. I'm pretty good in the lodge, that's for sure. I'm better in the lodge than I am on the slopes.
I've lived my whole life down here in South Louisiana, so not a lot of ski opportunities, but I can relate because that's how I play golf, is just hang out in the clubhouse.
You know what? It's so funny because, like, this, I think some people drive and listen will relate to this. So I'm 6'5", and when I got married, I had a back surgery for the Buffalo Bills. Heaviest day of my life, I was 335, okay? My dad is 5'9", 170 pounds. Probably not even 170 now. And he was county golf champion and got cut from the basketball team in high school. Meanwhile, I was like the football basketball guy. I've never enjoyed golf that much. And even my, like everybody loves to play it. If I go, I either just hang out at the 19th hole or I just drive the cart. There's a lot, like, first of all, I don't like sports that are that frustrating. Like I like, you know, football, if you're doing poorly, you just get really angry and you can do better. You know, golf, you just do worse. Secondly, like if I'm going to sweat, I want to really sweat and work out. Like I don't like to sweat. Kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like to be like, I'm walking the course and I'm sweating, but I'm not really getting a workout in. I'm going to the golf cart. No, thank you.
You're just getting wet
and
for nothing.
I like to stay in the cart and I like to drink.
That's the bonus of golf, right?
Well, Ross, the big talk down here today in New Orleans is the Russell Wilson trade suggestions, not really demands, but he's put out. Apparently a list of four teams he wouldn't mind going to, and the Saints made the cut. So we've been kind of talking today about what the Saints may have to give up to get Russell Wilson, and what's the chances that he could land here? What would you like to weigh in?
Well, I think whatever's going on between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks is really kind of weird. You know, he's been a guy that has always said and done the right things, and I've always respected and appreciated that about him. To come out recently and say, you know, he's getting hit too much, et cetera, I thought it was really out of character.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, first of all, when you say you're getting hit too much, okay, you're kind of publicly calling out your offensive line. And I wouldn't appreciate it at all, number one. Like, you think Tom Brady would ever do that? No. You think Brees would ever do that? No. And I've always admired Russell Wilson because he reminds me of those guys and that he always says and does the right thing. The next thing I would have said, like if it was a press conference, is like, hey, Russell, if only you were able to control how much you got hit. You know, if only there was some way that you could get hit less. How about throwing the ball, bro? You know what I mean? Like, get the ball out of your hands. It's just weird. It's out of character for him. I have heard people suggest that he's really into the business stuff off the field, and he's really into the marketing stuff, and that some of this is just to keep his name in the headlines, just to be talked about. Because if you read those, like the tweet from Adam Schefter, it was, he wants to play in Seattle. And by the way, he has a no-trade clause. He wants to play in Seattle. He did not demand a trade. But if they were to trade him, everything's passive-aggressive. If they were to trade him, it was, who was it? The Saints, the
Raiders, Cowboys, and Bears.
Raiders, Cowboys, and Bears. You know, man, I'm sure Derek Carr is thrilled about that, you know, that he came out and said that. And I get it. The Bears
weren't. Meanwhile, Mitchell Trubisky is like, yeah, I get it.
but like the Bears won. Why do you want to go there? I mean, I
don't get that one either, Ross.
I guess because he went to Wisconsin his last year and he likes that area or the big market. I don't know. I mean, the weird thing is, I don't know if you guys saw my tweet earlier today. And this might be the most like retweets and likes I've ever gotten. At Ross Tucker NFL, I said 6 hours ago, I'd fire Pete Carroll way before I'd trade Russell Wilson.
Ooh, that's spicy.
Because, well, I don't think it is, though. Like, I've gotten 2,500 retweets, 21,000 likes. Like, I don't understand. It seems like his issue is with Pete Carroll
with coach,
more
right?
than anything else. And, like, Pete Carroll's 70 years old. Like, what are we talking about here? I mean, if that's the issue, if I'm the owner, I'd be like, hey, Pete, it's been a good run, man. See you later. Like, we're not trading Russell Wilson, who's, by the way, on a very affordable contract for several more years. Like, we're not doing it. The weird thing is, though, the only people that disagree with me, the only people are like, nope, rather have Pete Carroll, are Seahawks fans.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. And I think it's people in Seattle. So I don't know if Russell Wilson has just, like, talked crap on the city of Seattle or they don't like his wife. Or I don't know. Something weird is going on because the only people that disagree with me are people that live in Seattle. It's kind of bizarre.
Russ, do you think that the Saints situation at quarterback is one where they're looking pretty much, if they don't do a deal for anything and we stay in-house like Sean Payton has talked about, that it could be Jameis Winston here next season leading a team that we just watched his former team win the Super Bowl without him? What makes... What's to say, what's the hope for Saints fans that Jameis Winston can deliver a title in New Orleans when we just saw Tom Brady basically take his old team and do what he couldn't?
Yeah, so I think the dynamic there with Taysom Hill and potentially Jameis is really interesting, right? Can Jameis be guaranteed a starting job somewhere else? I don't know that the Saints are going to guarantee him the starting job. I think they'll tell him he'll have every chance to beat out Taysom Hill.
Right.
But I don't know, guarantee him that. And then there's the financial component. We all know how much the Saints are over the cap. You know, if somebody offers, if the Chicago Bears offer Jameis Winston $20 million for 1 year, because, by the way, they're desperate. Those guys are going to get fired. The head coach and GM are going to get fired if they don't have a good year. I don't think the Saints should match that. If I'm the Saints, I'm not paying Jameis $20 million. I'd rather just roll with Taysom and see what he can do and get somebody else when the musical chair stops a quarterback. Like, I'll give you one right now. I'm not convinced that the New Orleans Saints would win more games in 2021 with Jameis Winston than they would with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, all Fitzpatrick did with the Dolphins was win, and they weren't very good around him. So let's put it this way, guys. I'm not paying Jameis big money.
Right.
And I'd also take a lot of my dead cap money this year because they're not winning it with any either one of these guys. Like, I mean, look, I think 2021 for you guys should be about trying to figure out who can be the next quarterback. If that's Taysom Hill, maybe it's Jameis, whoever. I think it should be about that as opposed to thinking you have a realistic chance to win the championship.
What if the Saints were to get into that mix, though, of a Russell Wilson or one of the other big-name quarterbacks that are even out there, even like a Dak Prescott in New Orleans?
Well, again, I think very difficult financially, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. They could do it. And if they did, then I think they'd have a good chance, anybody. I mean, if they got Russell Wilson or if they got Dak Prescott, they'd be right there in my mind with the Bucks and the Packers, and they'd be right there in the mix among the best teams. So, and I think that they'll explore that. Look, if you have a guy like Russell Wilson who says that your team is one of the only four teams he would go to, you got to at least make that call. You got to at least make that call and see what it would potentially take.
Looking at the NFC as a whole heading into, you know, the next season, who would you say, like, as of right now, let's say, you know, everything stays like it is and you know, these things are going to change as the offseason rolls on. But right now, are Tom Brady and the Bucs the odds-on favorite in your mind to win the title again? Or does Aaron Rodgers and the Packers move into the discussion? Or is it somebody else? Who would, if you had to put money down right now, In terms of the NFC,
could be Stafford and the Rams in their own stadium, like the Brady did this year.
It could be. So, you know, there's a lot in flux right now in the NFC. In your mind, who has the advantage at this moment?
Yeah, I mean, I'd go Bucks. I'd go Bucks.
It's hard to go against Tom.
Well, they were playing so well at the end of the year, and I really think they'll be better next year. Now, we'll see what happened in free agency with Godwin and Gronk and some of these other guys. But they got a lot coming back. I think they're going to have a lot of guys that want to be there, want to stay there. And Brady really started to click with those receivers towards the end of the year. The defense started to really play well. I think, you know, it's probably bad news for Saints fans. I think the Bucs will be even better next year than they were this year. Now, they probably won't win it. It's really hard to do a back-to-back, right? Like, they'll have some key injury, or they won't win one of those close playoff games. You know, Antoine Winfield Jr. won't punch the ball out of Jared Cook, you know, while the Saints are about to go up two scores, or they won't have, you know, the Packers have that brain fart or whatever. So I don't think they'll win it, but I do think they should be the favorite and that they'll be the best team.
Ross Tucker, NFL insider for Radio.com. And, Ross, how does this Saints team get over the past 4 years of disappointments in the playoffs, especially if, like everyone expects, that Drew Brees ends up retiring?
Yeah, can I ask you guys about that? That is weird to me right now. You know, there's the report before the last game that he's going to retire. Sean Payton said Super Bowl week will have an announcement in the next couple weeks here.
Yep.
You know, the fact that he still hasn't done it leads me to believe that either Drew has a very specific timeline or date where he wants to do it, or maybe he doesn't want to do it. You know, maybe there's people in the Saints organization that want him to retire more than Drew does. I mean, I don't know what you guys are hearing, but it is interesting that here we are, February 25th, and he still hasn't done anything.
Well, of the three of us, you're the one that played in the NFL. So when it came time for you to call it quits, how hard was it for you to make that decision?
Very easy, because I bruised my spinal cord when I herniated a disc in my neck on the wedge against the Ravens.
Nice.
And the spinal surgeons, I said, what would you tell me if I were your son? He'd say, you're 28. You went to Princeton, time to get a real job. Because he said, once you mess with your spinal cord, it's just not worth it. The funny thing about that, though, is I'll be 42 next week. Still haven't gotten a real job. Still haven't had to do that. Drew and I were the same year. Drew and I were both 2001. So much respect for him. And I don't think he would have been on the field like that with his kids after the last game and his wife unless he was going to retire. I do think it's interesting, though, that whatever his timing is, that he still hasn't made a decision.
To me, Russ, I thought there was maybe a little bit of a delay when the Chargers, when Marty Schottenheimer passed away. And then just recently we got that news of the Tiger Woods accident, that he was actually on the way to meet Drew Brees and Justin Herbert for a photo shoot. So I don't know if maybe some things like that could have derailed his timing with announcing things. But it is a little peculiar right now that we're still waiting on a decision.
Let me ask you this. If you polled all Saints fans that are listening right now, what percentage would want him back and what percentage would want to move on?
That's a really good question, Ross, and it's tough to say because I would say the majority, I'm going to say 65 to 70% would say they would want Drew back. I believe that. But there's another faction that thinks that, you know, Father Time has definitely caught up. They're sick of seeing the short passing game and are ready to see someone slinging it all over the field.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think with Drew, you can make both arguments. I got to understand the Steelers fans that want to move on from Big Ben, but I can see why some Saints fans would feel that way. But I think that percentage seems reasonable to me.
Radio.com NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today and check out Ross's daily betting podcast, BetQL Daily, live every weekday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time on Radio.com. Ross, always a pleasure when you join us. Thank you so much for the time today.
Absolutely. See you, dudes.
Thanks for the knowledge, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.